Welcome to Personal Finance 101. This is the podcast where we inform our listeners about financial education and we help them make informed decisions. Hi, my name is Justin Else. I'm a certified financial advisor at TVC Wealth and Health Managers. I'm here with my business partner, Ronnie Else. Together, we run a family business where we provide independent financial advice. Ronnie, perhaps you can tell us a bit more about our business.
Yes, we started out in 1997 and I felt the need after being with corporates and representing one particular big corporate. I felt always the clients had the need to have an independent voice. We started out in 1997 with TVC Wealth and Finance at that stage, later changed it to Health and Wealth Managers as we included medical aid and of course our investment book. In 2017, Justin joined us looking at more innovative ideas and ways to get the business and the message across to our clients. And on that point, we decided to start a podcast and to do the virtual thing and make this advice available to everybody any time of day or night.
So on the topic of innovation, this is the reason why we are here today. We started this podcast, Personal Finance 101, and the first topic is tax-efficient investment. We feel that it's very topical at the moment, seeing that we're nearing the end of the tax season, and I think we should start with the basics. Why is tax-efficient investing important? Ronnie, perhaps you can answer our listeners.
Yeah, I think your investment should be tax-efficient because it's important to realize after-tax returns. If you are just merely looking at a growth factor, it is not always accurate to just look at a percentage. You have to look at the tax considerations because it's the money in your pocket that counts, the money that you can spend after you've paid the tax man. And on that note, Justin could just explain to us different taxes that do impact on our investing.
So investment returns are basically subjected to three different taxes. You get taxed on the income that you get from interest, you get taxed on dividends that you earn, and you get taxed on the capital gains. When we speak about tax on interest, South Africans are entitled to a tax exemption of 23,800. It's only when they earn more than 23,800 of interest that they will pay tax on that interest. The next tax to consider is capital gains tax. There's an annual exclusion of 40,000 Rand for capital gains, meaning that if your capital gain is less than 40,000, you won't pay tax on your capital gain. You will pay 12% capital gains tax as an individual, or as a corporate, you will pay 18% effective capital gains tax. The third and last type of tax is dividend tax. This is seen as an invisible tax because it's a withholding tax that the corporates deduct before paying out your dividends. So effectively, you receive your dividends after the dividends tax has been withdrawn. On the topic of taxes, Ronnie, what investment vehicles are tax-efficient investment vehicles?
Now, on that point, Justin, it's quite important to notice that the more tax deduction or the more tax efficiency you have, the less flexibility you're going to enjoy. So when you look at retirement funds, provident funds, pension funds, those funds are very tax efficient. The growth, which includes interest, dividends, and capital gain, is free of tax. That is to incentivize the public to invest in the long term, which is pension and provident funds. When you look at your more flexible funds, you look at unit trust, then you will note that the tax is split up. Depending on the type of fund that you are investing in, you will receive interest on cash funds. If that interest is below your threshold of 23,800, as he mentioned previously, if you under 65, over 65, it's 34,800, then it's still tax-free. It becomes a little bit more technical when the fund is made up out of cash assets as well as shares, which pays dividends, and then as well as capital gains, where if there is buy and sell and trading of shares that happens within the unit trust, that can also attract taxes. The fortunate thing is all those interest and taxable elements are disclosed to you on a yearly basis by the product provider. The bottom line is really the more tax efficient it is, the longer the term is. You also get something like tax-free products, which at the moment is 36,000 Rand a year. The tax-free product is over and above the threshold that you enjoy with any of your other benefits. And on the tax-free product, you have complete tax-free growth on every element of the fund. And that is roughly just a small breakdown of the tax benefits of different products that you can invest in. Okay, so we've dealt with different types of investments to make it tax efficient, but apart from just looking at the elements of tax efficiency, what other elements should a client consider when he looks at investing?
I would say there's three important elements that investors should consider. The first being asset allocation. If we look at the investment type, if you look at retirement annuities, for example, retirement annuities are limited by Regulation 28. This means that investors can only invest a certain amount of their funds in certain asset classes. Regulation 28 of the Pension Fund Act limits investors when it comes to asset classes they can invest in. It limits them to 75% invested in equities, 30% in offshore assets, and 25% in listed property. So for investors that want more exposure to some of these asset classes, a retirement annuity might not be the right vehicle for them. The next consideration is fees. Fees can have a significant impact on your investment. There are different types of fees when it comes to an investment. Consider the product fees. It does not make sense to invest in a product that gives you tax efficiency when the fees erode all the tax efficiencies you gain. Then you also have to consider advisor fees. Speak to your advisor and make sure he or she discloses the fees they charge. Lastly, consider the fees that the investment managers charge. Funds can have great performance, but it's also important to consider the cost that those funds charge. You should have a balance between good performing funds and low cost funds. So the last consideration is liquidity. So if we start with retirement funds will only be accessible after age 55. You will be able to withdraw a lump sum of 1/3 of the fund value at your retirement age. The other 2/3 has to be invested and you draw an income from those 2/3. The next one is an endowment. Endowment serves specific purposes and have unique benefits, but it's important to consider that endowments are fixed for 5 years, meaning that you can only make one surrender or one withdrawal before the 5 years are over. If you want a liquid investment, you should consider unit trust. However, unit trust do not have the tax benefits that retirement annuities and endowments have. Lastly, a lot of people get tax-free investments confused. Tax-free investments can be housed in a unit trust and be flexible, or it can also be housed in an endowment, and then endowment rules apply. There are many considerations when choosing an investment, but the best strategy is to choose a certified financial planner when deciding on investments. If you want to reach us, go to our website at www.tbc.co.za or follow us on social media at our Facebook account or our LinkedIn page. You can also send us an email at info@tbc.co.za. Thank you for listening. See you next time.